Hello, this is Dr. Chetna Kripalu, and we're going to talk about the relationship or of the concept of self-mastery and how can we do that in the real life where we have all these emotions we feel, which is up and down, mixed emotions, sadness, excitement, happiness, feeling excited. Then we have all these depression and all the negative emotions. And where or how can we attain self-mastery and how can we get control over these emotions? And what part does love play in all this? So first let's look at what causes the mixed emotions. So if we look at it, if we observe, and I think it's an almost like an experiment, or even you can do it as a meditation, of how you can observe your thoughts. So number one is to realize that what is the real self? We're talking about self-mastery. What is self? So is it your mind? Is it your body? Or is it the identity we've created about ourselves with our name and, you know, the identity? For example, I am a physician. So am I Chetna? Am I Chetna Kripalu? Am I a physician living in certain address, a daughter, a daughter-in-law, have a husband, and then children, etc. So is that me, or could it be something else? Now, that's when meditation helps. So when we do meditation, we reach a calmness or a calm state, which enables us to realize that we can actually observe our thoughts. So thoughts are generated from a field called the mind. We all know that, what mind is, because we know the chatter, we know all of that. So if we are able to observe our thoughts, then we are, and then who are we? So there is something else, some other being there, which is what we can call self. So now how can we connect to the self at all times? Because that self which we're talking about is a little separate, or is not the same as the thoughts which is generated from the mind. So how we can develop tools on a daily life, how we can observe these thoughts. So before that, so if we pay attention, really good attention about ourselves and observing our thoughts and emotions and feeling and everything, we can actually come to the point of realization that when things happen in our life, thoughts are created depending on our conditioning. And then because of these thoughts created, certain emotions follow with it. And of course, the feeling is a more constant pattern when it becomes a routine of certain thoughts and certain emotions. So obviously the mind creates all this stuff. So now that we have made a distinction or a separation from the real self and the mind, can we attain self-mastery? That means be connected to that state of the real self constantly, so we can just let go of, you know, these thoughts and not identify with it and get caught in the thought loop, which is what is causing these mixed emotions. And how do we do that? And the first question is, can we? And I think the next question is, how do we do that? So I think we can, because like I said, meditation is one part, and then observation and paying attention to our thoughts. Because again, remember, only 1% of our mind is conscious mind. That means the waking state and how we are in control of what we are actually doing. 95% is subconscious mind, which means that there is so many things which are recorded in the subconscious mind, which is perceived by different senses. And so we don't know what's in there because we're not conscious of it. So that is why if we become more conscious about our thoughts, and so we may have a little bit more about control over what we can do about it. how much to take in, how much to just let go of it, and so that they don't affect us as much as we've been affected so far. So that might be one of the ways to do it. And the tools are breathing, breath. And when we take deep breaths, we get ourselves in something called a parasympathetic state, which is calmer. So your thoughts actually starts changing. And also your emotions, your bodily symptoms, like, you know, your heart racing, or, you know, you're not feeling good, your palms are sweating, you have a headache, you feel dizzy. All those symptoms come from negative, you know, thoughts and so forth, the emotions. Those things start dissipating. And then you start feeling like more in control of your real self. So we could do it again, like anything else. It's a thought habit. So we got to create a new thought habit by letting go of the old ones. Again, nothing's easy because, you know, it's like anything else, you have to work hard at it. But this is your life. If we want to gain self-mastery, then we need to go in that direction. Now, what is the benefit of the self-mastery? You can lead your life the way you want to. You have more control. And that means even your way you navigate your life changes. You're not subject to all the mixed emotions, and, you know, you don't become your mind or your body, which is why people suffer. So every time something happens around you, then you start internalizing it and you react to it, and then it goes up and down, so you suffer from it. So somebody may ask, isn't that life? Things happening in your around you is life, but how you respond to it can be constant and maybe better. You know, that is the real self, which is more constant, is what we're talking about. So that is the advantage. Now, the next question asked was, how does love play into all this? So in my experience, again, love is a state, or a state of vibration or energy, you can call it. Energy causes a certain amount of vibration. We all feel vibrations in our body. You know, we call it vibes. You know, there's tingling and there's high energy in certain parts of our body. And when we are excited, we can feel our, you know, blood or rushing into our brains and making us so happy and excited. So we know what that means. So it's the highest state, one of the highest state of vibration. Everybody's felt the love and of a father, a mother, a child. Child is beautiful because everybody knows it's mostly unconditional. So that state is who we are, because that is the real self. Now, the mind, when it comes into the picture and makes up stories and creates these stories in our life, is what changes everything. So otherwise, we don't have to fall out of love. We are that state. We are love, you know. And so if we look at ourselves as energy beings, and of course we have this body, we have this mind, but those are all instruments we have to use to navigate our way in this life. You know, so if we can even look at it that way, then we can stay in the state of love, which is a higher vibration, which is a good state to be in, which feels wonderful. Sometimes, you know, some of the saints have described it as even ecstasy, and that's how high a vibration it is. We know that, you know, as far as energy, if we keep it aligned or attuned, and, you know, where it needs to be, we can hold in, I think, 10,000 volts or even more of electricity in us. That's the capability. But we don't know that because we always let our mind come in our way, in the way, and so we suffer. We don't know how powerful we are. So that is the connection between all of the three. Absolutely. So this is, so it is not only in psychological or mind, you know, mind, which we're talking about. Of course, it makes us feel good. But what happens when positive thoughts or positive energy states or positive vibration or high vibration, like love, gratitude, all of them, what do they do in the physical body? So when, like here we are talking about, obviously about the mind-body connection. So every time there's a positive thought, there are certain chemical substances which are secreted and hormones. So they're all connected. So there's a whole pharmacy, internal pharmacy, which gets activated. in a way that it provides the body with all the nourishment for all the systems, all the different organ systems to function effectively and in coordination or in tandem. And that is how, you know, our body needs to function so that we are able to do that for a long period of time, you know, live longer, of course, and also live well, because, you know, it's like a vehicle, a car. When you take care of it, when you do maintenance and you do servicing, you put the right fuel, you know, all the parts are working. It works beautifully, smoothly, and lasts much longer. Of course, we are, you know, much more complicated than a car because, you know, the car doesn't have a mind. But just to explain, just to give an analogy there to explain it, so it gives us this healing state or growing state, detoxification state, all the good parts of it. So we have all the pharmacy inside of us, which is, you know, stimulated or which is generated, activated, you can call it, and it's everything, your nervous system all over the body, different organ systems, they all work together. They all talk to each other by neurotransmitters, by hormones, and they talk very effectively when we take care of ourselves. So this is why that's the first step. Of course, we shouldn't forget that since we have this body, we need to take care of it in other ways too, like eating right, putting the right fuel, exercising, you know, going out in the nature. So we are one with the nature because we're part of the nature. And then getting enough sun. And so coming back to the frequency of love or the vibration of love. Now, what does this do for not only for us in our physical body and our mind, but it also connects us because to the other human beings and other beings, even non-living things, believe it or not. We talk about non-living things like crystals and stones. They all have healing properties. They all have properties. So you can even feel that energy. So if you look at ourselves as energy beings, then everything is about energy. So we are connected all the time. When we're interacting with people, we are connecting with them with energy. And so this, when you can imagine your vibration or your aura is really high and wide and amazing, then when you interact with other beings, they get the benefit also. So if each of us went into this whole, you know, a journey of self-realization or self-mastery, and you can imagine the society would change. Now, all these things which we look in the society, like jealousy, you know, trying to be the better than others, competitiveness, you know, greed, envy, all of these anger, frustration, all this happens when we separate ourselves. But when we look at who we really are, the real self, then that dissipates, that goes away, that falls off. And we realize that we're all connected so much with each other that we're a part of each other. And that's the beauty of this love vibration, which is the realization when you, the result of that or the consequence of that or the, you know, the result of that is a much, you know, beautiful society where we're all working together for each other and we are enhancing our own lives by, you know, helping each other get there. So it's almost like ascension, you know, because we're not ascending, meaning not just moving up physically, but energetically, you know, in a different dimension almost, in a different, you can say, best way to describe is different world. You know, you can even, I would imagine even a different world altogether. So this is the benefit of all of us, you know, not only the mind body, of course, physically, but then it's much more than that. So everybody talks about how to improve a society. How do we improve? When I say improve, how do we change the society? People working together. We have to work on ourselves. Number one, that is the only way, because we are part of each other. The more we know about ourselves, the real self, then we come up stronger to realize that all this is just, you know, it's unnecessary. Fighting with each other, trying to find fault with each other. All of these doesn't make any sense at that time. They fall off. So that's my perspective about that.
Okay. Those appreciate that.